Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have a zip code to locate your account?
342-8-5.
May I have your first and last name, please?
May you what?
May I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Judy Tolhurst. T-O-L-H-U-R-S.
Yes, ma'am. So, for security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
1097 Ancora Boulevard, Venice, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So, I see that you ordered the wireless earbuds. They stay charged for 9 hours. They're compatible to any smartphone, iPhone, Androids. They also waterproof. So, how may I assist you, ma'am?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I see that you ordered the earbuds. They stay charged for 9 hours. They're compatible to any smartphone, iPhone, Androids, and tablets, and they're water resistant. So how may I help you, ma'am?
For some reason, I have a slender charge on my account for $80. I didn't order anything for $80.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment. So, ma'am, with this product used on a 14-day trial, you have 14 days to call and cancel out. If you do not cancel out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price for that product, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I need to cancel that then.
Okay, ma'am. Well, when you got charged, that is a one-time only charge.
The earbuds, first of all, are you talking about earbuds that you sent?
Yes, ma'am.
They don't even work. One works and the other one does not. So I can mail those back to you and then you can just cancel the whole thing. Because first of all, it was supposed to be a free trial thing for, you paid for just the shipping. I didn't see that there was any 14-day trial period or anything for that. But they've been sitting in the drawer because they do not work.
Okay, ma'am. So what I can do is offer to reship you that. I can. So what I can do, ma'am, today, I can reship you another pair of products out.
Why would you send me another one when I have one that do not work? I'll mail them.
Yes, ma'am. You can send that
one
back, and I will. Yes, ma'am. You can ship that one back, ma'am.
And then just refund the $80.
Okay. Give me just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Eight. Okay, give me just a moment, please. Okay, so I mean, what I can do is on that charge, I can offer you 35% refund and let you keep those earbuds.
Why would I want to keep them if they don't work?
Oh, yes, and that's what I'm saying. I can send out you another pair instead of you paying that full price of $7.99. I can give you 35% refund back and send out your new pair of earbuds.
Why would I? You don't make any sense. I'm going to mail you back the earbuds. You refund my $80 to my account. This is such a gimmick, it's not even funny. First of all, I don't think it's even been 14 days since I received the earbuds, number one. Number two, they do not work. Number three, there was nothing about no $79.99 charge that was going to be charged on there.
So mail that back, and
you can cancel the subscription.
Well, did you read the terms and conditions that was on that website, ma'am? If you read the terms and conditions, you stated that you were some... Well, if you did an ad, you took a survey, ma'am. The 14-day trial still.
I agreed to pay the $5 shipping charge for the free earbuds. There was nothing about any $79.99 charge for any. What does the $79.99 include, anyways? just for curiosity.
Yes, ma'am. So the $799 charge was for the earbud.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. It was for the earbuds. Hello? 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 Customer, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am. I've been waiting.
Well, man, I was saying hello. You wasn't saying anything.
Yes, I have not moved anywhere, so I think the reception's on your end.
Okay, so, like I was saying, that you did a trial offer of $5.99, man. You was on a 14-day trial. So, what was charged to $79.99, man? It was for the earbuds.
Okay, so let's cancel the subscription as of right now, because I'm not going to get any charge on it. You do the 35% discount or whatever you said. You keep the earbuds, and I'll send the pair I got back, and then I'll take you to court for the 35% off that you're giving, charging me.
Ma'am, you can dispute these with your bank. You can take court. You can consider any matters that you would like. But the terms and condition was on the ad or wherever you place the product for it. So what I can do is give me just a moment, please. Give me just a moment. Let me speak with a supervisor. Okay, ma'am, give me just a brief moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me just a brief moment. I'm waiting on my supervisor. Ma'am, thank you for holding. I'm still waiting on my supervisor. I do apologize. Yeah, a brief moment. Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Give me just a moment, please. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize for keeping you on hold. So what I just was informed from the supervisor that on the charge of $79.99, what I am going to is a restocking fee for $9.95. So what I'll be able to issue is $70.04 back to you today, and you just can send those invoices back.
Hello? Are you canceling the subscription?
Yes, ma'am. It will be canceled because it was a one-time only charge, so it already has been canceled, ma'am. So, like I said, it's a $9.95 restocking fee. So you do $79.99 minus $9.95. That will be $70.04.
Credited back to my account when?
Yes, ma'am, within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to give you the address where you can receive. Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me just a moment, please. Okay. Let me get the address for you.
Okay.
Give me just a moment, because I don't think you want to have to send those back. Let me just double check, okay, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. So I'll make sure that I give you the correct address. So you return it back to P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York, 14212.
P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York,
14212.
Gotcha. All right, I'll do it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You've been welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day. Mm-hmm.